Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Reviews. Today is the second Saturday of the month, so we are going to be discussing a series, and the series that I picked for this month was the MCU. I will also be talking about a few other Marvel movies here and there. I wanted to talk about Blade, which I'd never seen, but I did not get a chance to watch that this week. I did check out a lot of other movies, though, that I'll be talking about at the end of the month, including the new James Bond, No Time to Kill. I went to theaters to see Rocky IV, Rocky vs. Drago. I'll talk about it a little bit more at the end of the month, but wow. Sylvester Stallone actually created a serious Rocky film out of the additional footage that he had shot for the original film. The original film, if you've seen it, is incredibly cheesy, over the top, and kind of destroys the Rocky franchise. It was the most popular movie of 1985 when it came out, but Sylvester Stallone really wasn't happy with it. So during the pandemic, he created a new version of Rocky IV, and this one is infinitely better. And he keeps all the best parts, and then he gets rid of some of the sillier elements of it. I ended up really liking it, but anyway, I'll talk a little bit more about that towards the end of the month. I checked out a couple of 30 for 30s on ESPN Plus. Once Upon a Time in Queens, a four-part series on the 1986 Mets, as well as Catching Hell, all about the curse of the Cubs and the fan that caught a ball in Game 6 that would have got the Cubs to the World Series. I'll talk a little bit more about that at the end of the month. And then I'll be talking about Shang-Chi and The Legend of the Ten Rings today because I did get a chance to watch it yesterday. And then at the end of the month, I will also be talking about 1984 Best Picture winner Amadeus, which I consider to be one of the best movies ever made. So yeah, I checked out a lot of movies this week. I'm super excited to talk about some of those later in the month. And hopefully I can add Dune to that list as well. I'm hoping to check that out. I think it's on HBO Max for another 10 days. So I'm hoping to check that out some point here soon. Okay, so there have been well over 20 Marvel movies that are considered part of the MCU. The MCU officially started in 2008 with the release of Iron Man. Really changed Robert Downey Jr.'s trajectory in life, his career, everything, and made him one of the most profitable movie stars of all time. After that, The Incredible Hulk, Iron Man 2, Thor, Captain America, The First Avenger, all those movies led up to 2012's The Avengers, which was the first time really in film history that all of these other movies came together, all of these characters from movies came together and were in one movie together like this, especially in the superhero genre. So it really changed the game and has really changed cinema and changed mainstream movie culture over the last decade, for better or for worse. Marvel movies get a bad rap. Again, people are like, okay, cookie cutter movies. They're taking ideas from the next movie or from one movie and then basically releasing the same one. And there are a lot of similarities with these movies. I think that is a little bit of a problem. At least some of the characters in the, again, I'll talk kind of about the different phases as they have them separated in Marvel movies, but some of the characters from the original movies I ended up really, really liking. Now as it's getting past Avengers Endgame, I think it is, I don't know how long I will stick around. After Avengers Endgame, I said, okay, that's it. But, somewhere during the pandemic, I dragged myself back in. I watched some of the Disney Plus shows and I finally watched, like I said, Shang-Chi and The Legend of the Ten Rings. So after The Avengers came out in 2012, that's when Phase 2 started. And Phase 2, and I'll talk about some of these movies, was maybe their weakest. There was Iron Man 3, Thor the Dark World, Captain America the Winter Soldier, and Guardians of the Galaxy were a part of this, but then also Avengers Age of Ultron and Ant-Man. And I'll talk about which ones of those I think you should see, which ones you can probably skip there. Phase 3 was the longest. This went for 3 years, 3 years of films that all led up to Avengers Infinity War and Avengers Endgame. So Captain America Civil War, Doctor Strange, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, Spider-Man Homecoming, Thor Ragnarok, Black Panther, Then it was Avengers Infinity War. In between that was Ant-Man and the Wasp and Captain America. And then Avengers Endgame and finally Spider-Man Far From Home. And now with Phase 4, which started in, I believe, I don't know, I didn't have a year here. I want to say late 2019, maybe early 2020. I think early 2020. Because they took a long break. There was WandaVision, which is a Disney Plus series, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, a Disney Plus series, Loki, and What If, which are all Disney Plus series. So now, yeah, now there are not only movies, but of course now there are TV shows as well. They're doing the same thing to Star Wars. Again, the MCU, the Marvel movies, and Star Wars movies are Disney's bell cows, and they are going to keep using them over and over again, as long as people are going to keep paying for them. But I'll talk a little bit more about that maybe in a little bit. And then also, for movie-wise, Black Widow, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, and then finally Eternals, which just came out, I believe, last weekend. So, I've broken them into categories. I said last week that I might be ranking them from the worst Marvel movie all the way up to the top. I decided to just break it into some tiers. So I picked 10 films that you absolutely do not need to see. And those are The Incredible Hulk, Iron Man 2, Thor, the original Thor, Iron Man 3, Thor the Dark World, Avengers Age of Ultron, Ant-Man, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Captain America, Black Widow, and Black Widow. Also the TV shows I'm throwing in there as well. I mean, they were okay, but I don't think any of them were anything that spectacular. All of these movies, again, some of these characters are important, and like Thor, if you want to know a little bit more about his character, The Incredible Hulk, if you want to know a little bit more about his character, before you see some of the Avengers movies, then you would want to check these out. But in terms of film quality, all of these, there's something largely wrong about each of them. Most of the time, it deals with a villain problem, a pacing issue. There's something in these movies that just does not draw me in and does not make me care about it. In particular, I think the worst culprits in this are Iron Man 2 and Thor the Dark World. The Ant-Man movies, I just don't... Yeah, the comedy in the Ant-Man movies just does not work for me. I don't find myself caring too much about Paul Rudd's character. Avengers Age of Ultron was a huge, huge disappointment. I watched it a few times and was just... I tried to like it, but there was, something in that movie just did not work. And I think it was largely Ultron's character. I think just having this kind of killer robot is just, it didn't make for a very exciting movie. And it didn't make for an exciting, again, team up for, like, if all the Avengers are fighting and all they're fighting is robots, it's not super exciting. Okay, I have 8 movies that are kind of in the middle. You could watch them. I think they're worth seeing, but they're not, you're not missing out if you miss these. That's Captain America the First Avenger. Again, that kind of got me really, really into the MCU. This was the movie that got me super excited about it. I really enjoyed that movie when it came out. Looking back at it now, it's not a great film, but it is one that I enjoy. I put Black Panther on there. A movie that most people would put, like, they say that's one of the better ones. For some reason, that one was not my favorite. I think it is a really, really good movie, and Chadwick Boseman obviously does a fantastic job with the character. I think the major issue I had with that one was the CGI in it. It just looked so fake all the time, and not that most Marvel movies don't. But for some reason that really took me out of the movie. And I think that's the reason that I have a problem with it. In terms of villain, Black Panther might be one of the best. It definitely is one of the best, movies villain wise, but yeah, I think that CGI really took me out of it. I put the Avengers on this list, the original one. If you go back and watch this movie, you will say, oh, this is not aged super well. It's almost a decade old at this point. It's just a movie, like, when it came out, everybody was so excited that all the superheroes were teaming up, that they were in a movie together, that there was a cohesive story, one that actually worked. But looking back at it now, it's just Avengers Infinity War and Avengers Endgame are just so much better, and the stakes are so much higher. In this one, it's just like, it's fine. It's fine. It's an important movie in movie history, I think, but it's not as good as people would remember it. I put Doctor Strange on there, actually my favorite MCU character in terms of the comics. favorite Marvel character from the comics, but the first movie, it was fine. It was an origin story for him. I ended up liking it, but I don't know. For some reason, the second half of the movie dragged a little bit for me and didn't pull me in as much as I was hoping it would. Unlike Black Panther, the CGI in Doctor Strange is pretty incredible. And it was a really, really fun movie to see in theaters. I'm hoping that the next Doctor Strange movie is better, but we'll see. I put the Spider-Man movies on here, and this is where I'm going to go outside of the MCU. I think Spider-Man Homecoming and Spider-Man Far From Home are the best Spider-Man movies since Sam Raimi's Spider-Man movies in the early 2000s, and that's not a hot take. Most people would agree with me. They would say the Garfield Spider-Mans are not anywhere close to being as good. For some reason, yeah, Tobey Maguire was definitely too old to be playing Spider-Man, but for some reason, I don't know, watching him in those movies kind of got Spider-Man, I don't know, he is Spider-Man to me, and again, that's what I grew up watching. So when I watched Tom Holland Spider-Man, I don't know, he just seems so young, it kind of swings into the opposite direction, and I know he's not, but for some reason, yeah. I think the Spider-Man Homecoming and Spider-Man Far From Home are too much ingrained into the MCU's comedy, their tone. I think that they are movies that are just so like some of the other movies in this series that, I don't know, there's something about them that is, they're good, I just don't love them. I just think they could be better. And like I said, part of that is growing up on the Tobey Maguire, Sam Raimi Spider-Man movies. And I don't know. I just like those so much more. I don't know. Willem Dafoe, Alfred Molina, I think it's Molina. Yeah, I just like them much more. But again, this next one is going to bring back, in December, is going to bring back Tobey Maguire and some of the old actors that played Spider-Man and played the Green Goblin. So we'll see how that is. I have high hopes for it. I put Guardians of the Galaxy 2 on here. And I'll talk about Guardians of the Galaxy 1 in just a minute. But Guardians of the Galaxy 2 is actually a movie that I really, really enjoyed. And most people did not. Most people thought that this movie, again, expectations were so high after the first one that most people walked out of this one. I think it was a little bit longer. Maybe the plot wasn't as exciting for people, but I ended up really liking the story. It focuses on Peter Quill and his relationship with a character. I won't say anything, no spoilers here. But I think it, I don't know, for me it worked really, really well, and I ended up liking it almost just as much as the first one. And I put the movie that I watched yesterday, I put Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings on here. This movie was a pleasant surprise. I thought the fight choreography in particular was really, really well done. The acting was top-notch. This was a character that I didn't know a whole lot about going into the movie. I read a few comics quickly yesterday morning before I watched it. And I actually ended up liking the comics just as much as the movie, and I wish the movie had had a similar plot. I really like the backstory of Shang-Chi, and I think towards the end of the movie, though, it started getting, I don't know, there was too much action. It almost felt like Zack Snyder's Man of Steel, in which there were so many things going on and you were being bombarded. I think that aspect of the film didn't work so well, but like I said, the fight choreography, the acting, the music here is really good. Everything, for the most part, this is, I almost put it in the high tier. I almost did. It's very, very close for me. I was really, unfortunately, very tired while I was watching this too, so I feel like I dozed off at a few points just here and there. So I missed out on a couple little things, but for the most part, from what I saw of the movie, it was very, very good. So would definitely recommend. It's on Disney Plus now. And like I said, I think I said it earlier in the podcast, if I didn't, I did not get a chance to see the Eternals yet. Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings came out a few months ago. It was finally released on Disney Plus. So I was able to watch it without paying for it. Yay. And I will probably do the same thing for the Eternals. I think with Spider-Man, the third Spider-Man movie that's coming out, maybe I will go to theaters to see that. That it comes out, I think, the day my Christmas break starts. So definitely, yeah, look for a review of that probably sometime around the holidays. Anyway, let's talk about kind of the best of the best of the MCU. I put seven films here. The first is 2008's Iron Man, the movie that started the MCU off, the movie that sets up Tony Stark, sets up Iron Man, sets up everything that's going to happen afterwards. The villain is not super exciting looking back at this movie, but the character setup and the story itself does hold up, and it is one of the better movies and still worth seeing today. Captain America: The Winter Soldier, which came out in 2014, was probably the most excited I have been for an MCU film, apart from maybe Avengers Endgame, which I'll talk about in a minute. And it happens to be my favorite movie of the MCU, and that is in large part due to, I mean, it's kind of a fish out of water story in which Captain America, who, again, if you've seen that, I don't want to spoil too much, but the first movie, anyway, he wakes up and he is in modern day. It is 2014 during in this movie, and he has to kind of figure out the world around him. Again, he is from almost 100 years in the past, not quite, but he has to try and figure out everything around him, what's going on, and then a new character is introduced. That's all I will say. The Winter Soldier, and I don't know. The fight scenes in this movie are incredible. It's one of those movies where a large part of it was done with without CGI, done with real practical effects, and I think that helps it out a lot. If you only see one movie of the MCU, I think Captain America: The Winter Soldier would probably be the one to see. The next movie I have on the list is Guardians of the Galaxy, which also came out in 2014, and it's a great movie. I think the comedy at the time really worked for me. Unfortunately, it's one of those movies that if everybody starts to love it and quote it and reference it, it's one of those movies that I have a hard time looking back at with fond memories now, just because it blew up so much and it became so popular and so ingrained in pop culture that it, I don't know, it took away something for me. It's similar to when Harry Potter, the books came out. I loved the books growing up as a kid. And then when it got to the last few books and the first few movies, I don't know. Yeah, my love for that series kind of died out, just because, again, it became so popular. I don't know. It just kind of lost it. So, but I still think Guardians of the Galaxy, if you've not seen it, I definitely think it's still worth checking out. I also have Captain America: Civil War on here, a movie that puts Captain America and Iron Man at odds, puts them against each other. A very, very important movie, moving forward for the entire arc, the entire storyline of the MCU, and I think that's the main reason to see it. But also, it introduces Spider-Man. It has Ant-Man. It's kind of one of those. It's almost like an Avengers movie. It really is an Avengers movie. Just has the title Captain America: Civil War. But definitely one has a really good storyline, similar to Captain America: The Winter Soldier. Worth checking out. Thor Ragnarok makes the list. Probably the most funny of any of the MCU movies. I don't know. The comedy in this one really worked for me. And I would butcher the director's name if I said his name. He's the director that's out of New Zealand. I'm not even going to try. But he does really, really good work. He does an awesome job directing this one. Definitely worth checking out. So much better than Thor and Thor: The Dark World. It's not even funny. This is the first movie that they actually did Thor's character justice. And I thought Cate Blanchett in this one as the villain worked very well. And the last two movies are Avengers: Infinity War and Avengers: Endgame. These are the movies that almost a decade worth of film was building up towards, more than a decade actually, because I think Infinity War came out in 2019. So over 20 movies were leading up to these two movies, which of course see Thanos trying to destroy not only the Avengers, but destroy half of the planet or more. And yeah, these movies are probably two of the best superhero movies ever made. People go back and forth between which one they like more, Avengers Infinity War, Avengers Endgame. I happen to really, really like both. After Avengers Endgame, I said, okay, I'm going to be done with the MCU. I'm not going to watch anymore. And of course, I got dragged back in. good job, Disney. You succeeded. But I think these are two incredible movies, especially because they were able to bring so many characters from so many different films together and make a story that people cared about and do all of the characters justice. It's pretty incredible what they were able to do. Definitely check out both of those. Again, if you don't check out some of the lesser Marvel movies, though, unfortunately, there will be characters you're like, who is that? Who is that? You won't know some of them just because they're all put together in these two. But fantastic movies. Overall, the MCU, I think, is going to continue making money. I don't know how long that it's going to last into the future, but I can see it going on for decades. We'll see if that holds true. We'll see if people still care about these movies after another 10 or 20 years, or if they get superhero fatigue like I am starting to get. But yeah, time will tell. I'm more leaning towards watching more of the DCEU movies now, just because there aren't so many of them. The quality of them is very hit or miss, though. Talked about Aquaman on this podcast before. I've talked about Shazam. I've talked about some of the movies of the DCEU. I talked about Zack Snyder's Justice League. And yeah, I don't know. Those characters are much more interesting to me now that Avengers Endgame is over. Now we're getting into a lot of characters like Shang-Chi. And again, it takes a lot of time to kind of get to know these characters because now they're focusing on some that are less well-known properties. So yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the future of the MCU brings, but I can guarantee, yeah, it's going to last for a while here. So I think that will do it for this week's episode of Ryan's Reviews. I will be back next week talking about Robert Mitchum, talking about some of his films. I will definitely be talking about Cape Fear, as well as a few more of his movies. I don't know how many that I'll be able to get through over the next week. I haven't watched any. Like I said, I was focused on some other movies this week, some that I really, really wanted to see. So the end of the month podcast, there is definitely going to be a lot to talk about. Very excited about that one, but I had fun recording this one today. Hope you enjoyed listening to it. If you don't, I should have put a warning at the top. Yeah, if you don't enjoy superhero movies or talking about them, this is not going to be the podcast for you. I should have said that in the beginning, but here we are at the end. But I hope you enjoyed it anyway. I hope you can tune in next Saturday at 1:00. Thanks for listening.